Hey, it's Wei, and you're listening to Untethered and Prosperous, the podcast where we focus on the two biggest things passionate, purpose-driven entrepreneurs need to untether to become wildly prosperous and successfully happy. And those two huge anchors are bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage. So what we do is have real and inspiring conversations with amazing entrepreneurs who have done just that. So get ready to get untethered and get prosperous. Hey, it's Wei, and welcome to another episode of Untethered and Prosperous to help you become more untethered from your bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage so that you can live a more prosperous life. And once again, we have an 8-minute mic drop with an amazing guest just to give you a little taste of what it's like to listen to the whole entire episode. And I'm so excited because Jacqueline Gallo is our 8-minute mic drop guest today, and we just finished recording a fantastic episode, chock full of tips and ideas, and here she is, ready to drop another one. So, Jacqueline, 8 minutes or less, what is your tip or strategy for our audience to help them become more untethered, become more prosperous, or all of the above?
Love it. My tip or strategy is to learn to celebrate progress, not crossing the finish line. When you only celebrate crossing the finish line, what happens is you learn to put your happiness out in the future, which is something we talk a little bit about in the episode, but we didn't really get into how to untether that. So that's why I want that to be my 8-minute mic drop. So when you learn to celebrate progress, what happens is you celebrate each step of the journey and you celebrate every day. And crossing the finish line is fun. It's exciting. You can still celebrate that. But you feel happy throughout daily life as opposed to only happy at this finish line, which then moves. So it really helps you ditch the I'll be happy when and lean into feeling joy throughout your journey as you pursue your goals. And when you start to do that, it actually rewires your brain to then see the journey in a different way. And when you can do that, you get excited about new ideas, you get excited about new goals, and you become kind of like a student of life, which to me is the whole point of life in and of itself. So to make this really tangible for you, because I like things being tangible for people as opposed to just inspiring you, what I recommend is creating some sort of progress tracker. So I have many in my life and in my business that I keep. So one of them in front of me is actually 2022 podcast interviews. So when I get off this interview, I'm going to go add a tally to my tally mark whiteboard on that one. That's one thing I track. That's just one example of something that I feel is great progress. I also do monthly wins tracking. So I will every single month at the end of the month write down all the wins from the month, personal life, business, anything that went well, whether it's a physical 3D manifestation, like I sold this many spots in my program, or it's something like I shifted this belief that was really holding me back. I track all of that and I celebrate that, which is super powerful. Sometimes you can even like give yourself a reward. So a friend of mine did this and she said, once I do 20 Instagram lives, I'm going to buy myself a Gucci bag. And she was like so excited about these 20 Instagram lives. She had a physical tracker. She checked them off each day. And then the best part of the story is she actually was gifted a bag, same exact bag she wanted, which is so crazy. Yeah, it was insane. But it's a beautiful example of what happens when you celebrate progress and really make that your focus. So that would be my tip for today.
Wow. That's a mic drop worthy tip. I mean, it's almost like you get the universe to conspire to help you cross that finish line so you don't have to feel like you're doing it alone. You know, and just listening to you is reminding me like, oh, I need to do more of that actually. I'm such a finish line oriented person. I'm really good at crossing the finish line. So it's like, hasn't really presented itself to be a problem, but I could see how life could be so much richer if I was to create celebratory points around the progress points, so to speak, or the KPIs, right? To get to where we ultimately want to go. Oh, so good. You know, and I'll add even to that, I will even celebrate the victory lap after the finish line. So before you go to the next race. Celebrate the waving of the flag or whatever. But I think this is such an awesome tip, because it's all about making sure that you stay, you know, happiness doesn't become a goal, but becomes a state of existence. It's going to almost like a very repetitive thing or a constant thing that's in your life.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to remember that when you're going about this journey and you are starting to track your progress, what you're really doing is you're taking power back to yourself in the action steps you take, which I think creates that happiness, because you feel happy because you showed up for yourself and took the action, instead of putting the power in someone else, because there's just some things you're not in control of, right? You're not necessarily in control of if someone actually buys your course, or the example that I love to give is the weather. It was supposed to rain on my wedding day, and I was, you know, oh my gosh, it's going to rain, all these things. And I said, wait a second, I'm not in control of that. What am I in control of? And so I did the things I was in control of. I felt really aligned with the actions I had taken, which included deciding that it was going to be awesome no matter what, making a plan for indoor photos, all of these things. Of course, the weather shifted, like literally while I was in the ceremony getting married, the skies just like opened up for a few hours. And then as soon as we walked into the building to our actual reception, like we walked in, it was like crackle, 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 rain. It was just the most beautiful. I mean, I just felt like it was such a manifestation, such a spiritual experience, because I took my power back in my action. And I think that's something that can just really support people through their journey of.
Yeah. And I love the spiritual component to it, because, you know, what a lot of people don't realize, like, you know, like there's a book that I'm writing called The New Age Monk, which is all about embracing spirituality or integrating spirituality into the knuckles of daily living. And I think what, just as entrepreneurs doing this strategy, that brings in so much more than just happiness. I think you're right, there's a deep spiritual component where, again, like I was saying, you learn to have the universe help you. So by conspiring for your success and your happiness and your being able to be fully supported all the way through the finish line and beyond. So good. And we got to stop, because otherwise, you know, this 8 minute mic drop is going to turn into 80 minutes. So drop the mic. You're out of here. Don't know why you're still here. But anyway, so very cool. Well, hope you enjoyed that mic drop from Jacqueline. Jacqueline Gallo is her name. You're going to learn more about her in her upcoming full episode. And to make sure that you don't miss it, you got to subscribe to the podcast and make sure you turn your notifications on whatever platform that you're on, so that you don't miss this really juicy episode of Jacqueline sharing the best of what she's got to offer at this point in her life in the now, right? So thank you, Jacqueline, for that. That was amazing. You are free to go.
Thank you.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, because you listening is what inspires our guests and me to continue doing what we can to help untether and elevate more human beings to new heights of prosperous success. Now, if what you heard today inspired you to want to finally untether from the bad money stories or chronic self-sabotage behavior patterns that's been holding you back, then you'll want to join our exclusive members-only private podcast that dives deeper into the topics discussed here, along with more actionable strategies, tips, and trainings. Just click on the link in the description of this episode to find out more. Until next time.